ABC Radio Australia.
The social media giant Facebook is coming under pressure to raise its game on cultural sensitivity after a user was allegedly banned for posting images from a traditional Ni Vanuatu ceremony. Whitnell Benko says his account was suspended and his photos of men wearing customary clothes were blocked on grounds of nudity. And it's not the first time Facebook's censorship rules have caused a stir in the Pacific. Earlier this year, an article on West Papua was banned for including images of men in traditional Highlands costumes. Kelvin Anthony has the story.
Whitnell Benko is an online publisher and blogger from Vanuatu who uses Facebook to promote his culture and traditions. But he's been blocked twice now for doing just that, including the sharing of images from a pig killing ceremony.
They were dancing and chief were dancing with his traditional attire. So I posted it then all of a sudden I saw a message. I violated the Facebook regulation. Then they blocked me for 3 days.
Mr. Benko says he doesn't understand why posting content that has cultural significance is perceived as inappropriate.
It's better for Facebook to review its policy because, let's say, land diving on Angola is part of a culture. But when we are about to promote it and market it through Facebook, I'm afraid Facebook is going to block the marketing and all those stuff. And it will cost us.
Facebook says ceremonial images don't violate their community standards. But those standards appear to be confused at best. A statement sent to Pacific Beat says, "Overall, we don't allow nude images on Facebook. But our nudity policies have become more nuanced over time." The statement goes on to say, "We recognize there is cultural importance and significance in allowing our community to share historically relevant imagery or imagery depicting cultural nudity on our platform. We also understand that nudity can be shared for a variety of reasons, including as a form of protest, to raise awareness about a cause, or for educational or medical reasons. Where such intent is clear, we make allowances for the content."
I think Facebook should look into that. They just categorize everything in one package. They haven't separated all that. So it should be like that. Like, know what's the difference between cultural appropriate and cultural inappropriate.
Facebook doesn't deny that Mr. Benko's images were removed, but they insist it was an error, just not a human error.
"Two photos were removed in error by an automated system, but they have now been restored. We apologize for this mistake."
And that's where the crux of the problem lies. Facebook doesn't employ dedicated online community content managers who understand the cultural know-hows of the Pacific. Instead, it uses artificial intelligence to detect and remove content that the software believes doesn't meet community standards. And Dr. Fiona Martin at the University of Sydney, who researches the politics and regulation of online media, says that's an issue.
"I think there's a lot of nuancing that could be done of the software that Facebook uses to filter images."
And Dr. Martin says the problem gets worse when local communities don't have direct contact with social media platforms.
"So at the moment, the only way you can contact the platforms is through the reporting mechanism, or if you're lucky enough to have the details of the market specialist. But most people don't have those contacts within Facebook. They are left to, you know, kind of deal with appeals via the platform itself, the little reporting device."
She says social media companies are often not doing enough to provide people with clear answers in cases similar to Mr. Benko's.
"It would be really helpful if there were more direct market specialist contact in local areas for the platforms, and not just Facebook, obviously, for Instagram and for TikTok. Because if these platforms want to benefit from user-generated content, they need to be accountable to users for their content regulation."
Dr. Martin says that means users need to have clear and direct contact in the event of any culturally important material being taken down.
"I think it's really important that not only Facebook, but all of the social media platforms start to take into account the cultural specificity of images and visual communication. And if the sort of artificial intelligence or machine learning algorithms that platforms are using to moderate this content, if they're not culturally nuanced, then there is a danger that they are going to over-regulate, that they're going to over-censor material that otherwise may not be offensive in a particular cultural group. I think that's a problem, and I think the more cultural nuance and the more specific, localised cultural input the platforms can have on these issues, the better.
And as a publisher of Ni Vanuatu online content, Whitnall Banco is very much in agreement.
Those who are working at Facebook, they should understand that we all have different cultures around the world.